This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show. With us yet again for another year on Sean and RJ. This is your home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan. And let's welcome in the head coach himself, brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas, built for you, Mike McCarthy. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, gentlemen. I see you're back from Oxnard. I didn't think you guys were ever going to leave.
I'd say I wanted to. 75 degrees every day. Can't beat it, right?
Can't beat it. What a great spot.
Yeah. Great spot. When you went out there for the first time, Coach, had you just heard a lot of the hype about it in terms of the weather and the practice environment, or did you just have to step off the plane and feel it in order to say, man, this is paradise?
Oh, no, I heard all about the hype. I was actually worried about too much hype. I mean, it was, you know, so nice, so perfect. You know, in the end of the day, you know, I just wanted to make sure we had a healthy, competitive training camp culture and environment. And, boy, it's everything, you know, and more out there. So it's a perfect spot. Really enjoyed it this year, and I thought our team had an excellent camp out there.
Yeah, Coach, most teams, like, are now kind of trending to staying at home at their own facility. Do you find it better to get away from everything?
I think you got to look at all the characteristics. I think clearly, you know, I've coached the programs that stay home, and it definitely works, you know, particularly the part of the country that you're in. And at the end of the day, we want to be in front of our fans. We want that environment. But, you know, the facility is so key. I mean, you know, the given is you want to be on a great practice field, but, you know, the ability to have your, you know, quarters, you know, your dorm rooms, or, you know, whatever, the sleeping part of it, the meeting rooms, and then, you know, in the mail, the cafeteria in the mail area, just all so conveniently connected. And then you put it on top of it, the weather. So I think you just look at all those characteristics. So, I mean, this obviously works for us. Obviously, we all love Dallas, Texas, but to have camp in California in July and August just makes way, way too much sense.
So where do you stand now on the all-time argument of 70 degrees? You get in more work, but you're not as tough as practicing at 105 outside in Frisco. Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think there's, you know, the definition of tough, you know, because, I mean, at the end of the day, everything we do in training is hitting the, you know, the physical, the mental, and the emotional components of it. So in the reality of it is, you know, the work schedule is a lot different today than it was 10 years ago, let alone 15, 20 years ago. So the ability to work hard and efficient in an 11-hour workday is the key. And to be honest with you, that climate is better for that because, you know, the heat is an element that you would put on top of the ability to practice, you know, quickly and fast. You know, everything we do is, you know, registered and regulated and analyzed as far as, you know, in the area of GPS and so forth in the training. So being out in that climate definitely is a benefit.
Mike McCarthy here with Sean and RJ to kick off the season on 105.3 The Fan. What happened with Dak and the ankle yesterday?
Yeah, Dak was just going through, you know, normal practice. So we're, you know, pretty far into it there, the individual. We're actually, it's a group period, I think. And, trying out some new shoes or something. I was down there, saw him earlier before I came up here to join you guys. So he's doing fine. Just being cautious, I think, you know, any time something that happens, you know, close to, you know, where he had the injury or something, you just got to look at it and be smart. So it's not a big deal.
Okay, we're going to prep you for the presser later today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that, so I take out the filibusters, and that'll be my answer.
Coach, does this change the game plan at all? That's one of the things you're going to get.
I don't know.
So no limitation in the mobility. He can run just the same. He's fine.
Well, totally honestly, we haven't changed one thing. You know, we had our normal meetings last night. Dak's part of that, so yeah, we're right on schedule.
Coach, how does he look, you know, compared to last year? We heard Schultz talking about his arm strength. You know, we saw him for ourselves out there in terms of running around with his mobility and legs. How do you think Dak has looked in this offseason leading? And this opener last year, I thought, he was an MVP candidate. So I don't know how much he was hurting last year, but just talk about where Dak Prescott is overall.
Well, I mean, he's clearly improved. I mean, I think just the fact of time with his teammates, you know, that's the most important part of it. I mean, if you look at just to compare last training camp to this training camp, so he's clearly had a much better, productive training camp. He personally, you know, he's improved on all the things he's been working on. So I mean, you can see the flexibility and how, and you know, there's definitely been improvement in velocity. And so I mean, he puts a lot of extra time into the throwing mechanics and all the conditioning and training that goes into that. So he's made improvements there, but you know, and I just think like anything, you know, it's every year you get to play quarterback in this league, there's over 1,000 snaps of, you know, regular season game opportunities. And then you combine that with all the practice. So he's, you know, he's still making progress and still getting better each and every day. So I think he's clearly in a better space today than he was this time last year.
Coach, I just wanted to ask you like an overall philosophical football question. Babe Laufenberg said that, you know, Tom Brady has ruined it for the rest of quarterbacks. Just get the ball out fast. You got some offensive line issues and injuries. Just get it out in 2 seconds. Just throw it quickly like that. Can you talk about kind of what all goes into the quarterback getting rid of the football that quickly and that fast, if that's the way you want the game plan to be?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, when you're teaching the passing game, you start with the, you know, the three-step I always have when, you know, you're installing a dropback. So you have to have it. I mean, you know, whether it's injury, controlling the clock, you know, the old West Coast theory is, you know, the three-step passing game really replaces your outside run game just because, you know, the opportunity to run outside on these defenses and particularly athletes you have over there is so much more difficult, especially without the cut block and things like that. So, yeah, it's a big part of what we do, what we've always done, and I think, you know, I think Tom is, you know, can play in every level of the passing game, and you know, the ability to have the people to push the ball out to is the key, and you know, and obviously, you know, we got to be prepared for that from the defensive side.
Mike McCarthy here on 105.3 The Fan. How has Tyler Smith been looking to you in practice at left tackle?
Well, he's improving. He's definitely the most important thing is you just want him to be comfortable in everything he's being asked to do, and I feel strongly he is. And you know, he's just got to get out there and play. You know, get to his sets, get to his spot, and just play. Let the fight begin. Because you know, physically, he's a gifted young man. So I mean, he's just got to keep working in the fundamentals and so forth. And but he'll be ready to go Sunday. This kid has a strong spirit of competition, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
How close is Jason Peters to being game ready?
I'd say a couple weeks. You know, I think you got to be practical with this, and you know, one thing about Jason, he's done it for so long. So you know, we have a daily schedule that we're in a target we're trying to hit. So we'll just stay the course there.
Mike, one more thing on Tyler. I thought, you know, one of the overblown storylines was, you know, oh, he's been working at guard. And I kind of wrote down, you know, on the left side how much time he had worked at tackle, college, OTAs, mini camps, yeah, and then training camp, working at guard. But we got a lot more sample size and experience at tackle. Do you think that's something we got to, you know, stay cognizant of? I mean, it's kind of more natural for him to go back to tackle than it would be when he was switching to guard. Does that add up?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to break it down on different levels. I mean, when you're talking about the individual, you know, in his progress, you know, yeah, I think it's clearly, you know, if you want him to play one position and get ready to play just there. I mean, that's, you know, that's one conversation. But the cross training, to me, is so beneficial for all your linemen. You know, and his particular talent, you know, and his skill set. I mean, playing left tackle from an assignment standpoint is easier than playing guard. So the opportunity to learn guard, you know, just in the classroom component, the mental part of it, is so beneficial, you know, to playing tackle because, you know, obviously they're tied together. But the physical part, you know, of tackle and guard are different. So, you know, and yeah, we feel very confident in just the number of reps he's had because, you know, the most important part of Tyler coming here was, you know, as far as his plan, was to keep him on the left side. You know, and he's a left side player. And, you know, I think he'll be prepared and, you know, he will grow. And but I think he's going to be a fine player for us.
So we want to keep him wiping with one hand.
With one hand, just the right hand.
Boy, tell you what, you guys have very good recall. Yeah. Do you remember the player?
Was it college?
Steele.
It's college or Steele?
Steele.
No.
Oh, wait. Let's go with a guard.
Yeah, it's guard.
McGovern?
No. It was a different team, the story we talked about.
Oh, man. I forgot.
All right. Well, hey, you guys look into it.
We like poop talk, so we'll Mike. That's a big fan. So
leave it hanging for next week. What a tease. Number two tease of Mike McCarthy.
Coach, Tony Romo in the offseason said Cowboys need to get back to running the ball going through Zeke. Jerry had said, we go as Zeke goes. That's kind of counter to the modern era of football, right? Like how do you kind of juxtapose where you want to go versus where – you know, the modern era of the game and it being a more passing game is gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you got really two different topics here in my mind. I mean, number one, I mean, Zeke is one of the keystone players on our football team. And, you know, and that's the way this is built. I mean, so, and that's what we want as far as locker room, you know, how we play, you know, how many touches he gets and so forth. So, I mean, that, you know, that's one topic. Now, you know, getting back to running the football, you know, you can never run the football enough. I mean, and but there is a product of, you know, let's not forget about how many points were scored last year. Let's not forget how much production the offense produced last year. And at the end of the day, you have to get the ball distributed to your playmakers. And that's our focus, you know. So, you know, CD, Zeke, you know, Tony, you know, Dalton. I mean, it's the most important thing is to make sure those guys touch the ball. But the starting point each and every day is you start with the run, you know, because everything comes off of what you do up front. And we got to make sure that we're, you know, giving our offensive line, our run blocking unit, and our pass protection unit, you know, opportunities to not just be playing on their heels all day.
Rumor has it you were puppeting crowd noise yesterday. Are we expecting an influx of people with walkers from Tampa at the game?
No, man. It's all part of our training regimen. My goodness.
Is it?
I mean, we had the crowd noise on with our defense, so we're expecting our crowd to be, you know, very loud when Tampa's was on the field.
Okay, so it's common for home prep.
Home prep.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're working crowd noise each week. It's just a matter of which side of the ball is the emphasis.
Right. I don't know how to ask any more Tom Brady questions, Coach, so I'm just going to say Tom Brady and see what you say.
what else can you say? I mean, just all the compliments of, you know, and then some. It's great to compete each and every week, but when you have an opportunity to compete against Tom Brady, it's, you know, it's special. Definitely special. We're looking forward to it.
Last one, Coach. We had Jerry on Tuesday, and I tried to talk to him about, you know, keeping the noise down and some of the distractions off TV and radio. And he said it appeared like Jerry thought that, you know, this type of environment and the pressure, you know, it makes you raise your game. It separates those, you know, pressure makes diamonds. How do you view it with all the noise and the environment around here in terms of making guys elevate versus – possible distraction?
I think it's a great topic to dive into, but, you know, I think once again, I mean, you got a couple different things going on here. I mean, we're raising the pressure, you know, for a single contest, you know, but to raise the pressure for something that's, you know, over the course of the next 20 something weeks, I mean, that's different. You know, it's a different conversation. So
yeah.
End of the day, you have to You have to be able to perform at an extremely high level in pressure situations. That's what this league's about in every position. Now, every position has different levels of it, but that's the part of being successful in the National Football League. So, I mean, it's now, you know, how it happens and the content and where it comes from and everything, it's, you know, it's different in every organization. So, and we understand how it works here, and, you know, it's part of our job description.
It's great to have you back. We will do our homework assignment for next week.
Josh Sitton. Josh Sitton said that.
Josh Sitton.
You sound very stressed. I don't want to. You have a
we were very stressed.
We got a lot of football.
Yeah,
to
we
watch.
Need you. Yeah, you got. Sorry, you got a big weekend.
Coach, thank you so much, man. Best of luck on Sunday. Great to have you back, and we can't wait for next week. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, thank you, man. Take care.
Mike McCarthy, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.